Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Just by way of review, I have come to understand this book as a treasure box of our wealth and a toolbox for our work. A treasure box of the wealth that we have in Christ, a toolbox for the work that we do in Christ's name. This book, Ephesians, is pretty neatly divided. Chapters 1 through 3, it's the treasure box. Chapters 4, 5, and 6, it's the toolbox. One thing that I find fascinating, though, is that when you consider our treasure and all that we do have in Christ, part of the treasures that we will find in Christ is the actual toolbox that we have to live for Christ. You are aware, aren't you, that apart from Christ, you can do nothing? John chapter 15. You are aware that apart from God, we are dead in our trespasses and sin? Ephesians chapter 2. And so Paul, as he's writing to the church, as he's writing to you and to me, he is just overwhelming us with this tremendous wealth that we have, and some of it is just practical insights for living. Now, as we are looking at chapter 1, I'd like us to just begin reading at verse 1, and we're going to get some context here for a principle I believe the Lord wants to show us down in verse 9. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, in love having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. As a little boy growing up, I probably, like you, as a child, you always would look up at your parents, and for me, I'm thinking of my father. And I would think about, how does he know how to do that? How can he drive so long? Remember those days? Sitting in the back seat of the car and going on those trips, and your dad just be driving, and then you'd wake up and he's still driving, and you know, he's just driving. And I'd be like, man, he is good. How does he know how to fix things? You know, I would break things and he would know how to fix them. Things would break in the house and somehow he would fix them. The vehicles would break down and somehow he would fix them. And I mean, that was my experience. Your dad had probably maybe had other things, but you look at him and say, there's just things that I don't understand. You know, our God is so far beyond this whole dad illustration, but our God is beyond our understanding. His greatness is unfathomable. We can't understand, we can't see the boundaries of his greatness. We cannot see and understand the bounds of his creativity. If you follow the study of the stars at all, you understand that they keep finding new ones and keep finding new galaxies, and the vastness and the sizes of them all are just astounding. Our God is amazing in the intricate things of life. The tiny little microscopic living creatures, animals. How in the world did he design them and make them? And the Bible says he spoke them into existence. Our God is so, so great. With all of that in mind, Apostle Paul lays out for us this truth. God has made known to us the mystery of his will. Did you catch that? This vastness, the greatness of God, who we watch and look and understand and read about, and we don't fully understand and can't fully comprehend, but yet he has made known the mystery of his will. And he's made it known to you and to me who are believers in Jesus Christ. How about that? How about that? That's a blessing. That's a spiritual blessing. That is some of the gold in this treasure box of our spiritual wealth, is the fact that this great God has made known the mystery of his will. Well, what's this idea of mystery? This idea of mystery is something literally that is hidden or secret. Something that was not always known. But God has made it known, is what the Apostle Paul is reminding us of. God has made this secret known to you and I who are believers in Jesus Christ. That should make us sit up a little bit straighter, stand up a little bit taller. Because the Almighty God, the great God of this universe, has seen fit to make his will known to us. Do you realize his will? Think about the ramifications of that. The will of God. Yeah, think about that. What is the will of God? Think about if we didn't have the Scriptures. If that was laid aside and we didn't have that, and we were asked, well, what is the will of God? How would we determine that? How would we discern that? We would be left to circumstances and human ideas. I don't know about you, but I don't like my life being shaped by circumstances and human ideas. I want you to think about something. Before Christ, that's the way we lived. Our life was shaped by circumstances. What happened? We would respond to that. Human ideas? Well, if that's what Dr. So-and-so said, or if that's what my friend said, or I think it sounds like a good idea, well, that's great. But I want to tell you, the Bible has revealed to us there's much, much more. And that's the beauty of the riches of knowing God. He has made it known. He has made it able to be understood. Now here comes some application then. If the Scripture tells us in the context of spiritual blessings, and before we, I want you to see something very, very important here. Verse 4 in our text ends with these two words, in love, okay? In love. I want you to picture an umbrella. The umbrella is God's love. And the umbrella of God's love covers over His sovereignty as shown in the predestination and predestining us to the adoption of sons. It's because of His incredible love. And then in verse 6, he goes, Apostle Paul writes, to the praise of the glory of His grace. So underneath now we have the sovereignty of God, we have His love, and underneath the umbrella of His love is the umbrella of His grace. And the grace of God is what has enabled us to be redeemed, verse 7, through His blood. To understand true forgiveness of sins. Why do I say true forgiveness? It's because it's an eternal matter. It's a forgiveness that has eternal ramifications. It's because of His grace, end of verse 7, according to the riches of His grace, which He hath, verse 8, abounded toward us. He has directed it toward us in an overflowing abundance, His grace. That tells me that His love knows no bounds. It tells me that His grace, we cannot fathom. And underneath this grace, because of His grace, He's made known to us the mystery of His will. You realize, don't you, God didn't have to make it known to us. We don't deserve to know the will of God. I mean, who are we? Are you somebody really, really special? No, we're all human beings made by God. But you know what? The grace of God has been shown and manifested in your life and in my life to the point that, you know what, God says, hey, I want you to know my will and purposes for life. I want you to understand my plan. And here's what it is. Here's what it is. It's because of His grace. He hath made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Now, God has made known to us His will. And part of that, He has revealed to us the director of his will, or the parameters or boundaries of his will. And as you see them here, it is according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Dear ones, it is our desire here at this, in this church, that we get to know God. That's what's important. And today we understand that God has revealed his will to us. That is, that Jesus Christ is the key that unlocks for humanity life forever in eternity. That's Jesus Christ. That's what God has revealed to people, to you and to me. And Paul will go on and explain that further, and we'll tackle that in another time. But today, the question that we must ask ourselves is this: what am I doing with the revealed will of God? How do I view the revealed will of God? It says in the Bible that it's according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Am I prepared to believe in a good God? Do I embrace him as a good God? Believer, you may be here today and life has been challenging, and life has been hard. It's lessons like this from the scriptures that remind us of who God is, of his greatness, and the fact that you are someone special in his sight. He has revealed his will to you. He's revealed it in and through Jesus Christ. And I trust that you, as you walk from this place, will embrace and understand how much God loves you and how great his grace is over you. I always valued those times when my dad would sit down and show me how to do something. I always loved that time with him. It was real special. Him showing me how to change oil in the car, showing me how to tend the furnace while he was gone. I always valued those special times. You know, I had a real special relationship with my dad. But you know what? No matter the relationship that you might have on earth with your dad, the Heavenly Father is always, always the same. He is always way bigger than us in our problems. His love is so great that it can wrap many times around you and your struggles. His grace ministers great strength to you. And now he wants you to know he's revealed his secret. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. In him you know eternal life. In him you have redemption, forgiveness of sins. In him is unity in the body of Christ. In him you have the Holy Spirit of promise. In him you have an inheritance. All of those things are yet to be explained, but God's revealed it to you. And what a precious thing that is. God, thank you for teaching us today. And Lord, we focus pretty much on just this one thought of how you have made known to us the mystery of your will. And I want to just say thank you. It's because of that that we have something to talk about, and something to sing about, and I have something to preach about. You have sought to make known your will to us, and I praise you for that, Lord Jesus. God, empower your people. Fill them with an overwhelming awe and worship of your greatness, your grace, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.